This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. This is Megan.
And Kristen.
And we are really excited. So normally we attempt to have show notes, but tonight we're just girls gone wild. We're just kind of doing our thing.
Yeah. So we are literally going completely
off the book.
Off the book. Literally, there's no book. There's nothing. We don't know what we're doing.
No, we know what we're doing.
We know what we're doing. But, or maybe we don't.
I know.
But, yeah, so we have some cool things to talk about. We'll get more into those cool things in a second. But before we do that, let's talk about our beer.
I'm excited. I'm really excited about this beer.
Coastal Empire Beer Company. It's called Coco Pina, as in like pina colada.
It looks like a pina colada on the can.
Yes, it does. So that's my favorite part of describing the can. So there literally is like a coconut with like a pineapple and my personal favorite, a little umbrella on a beach. It's a pretty summery, bright yellow color. Let's see. Coco Pina is a tropical take on a classic sour German goose style brew with pineapple, coconut, pink Himalayan sea salt.
I know.
What?
I know.
All right, so let's pop this bad boy. Hold on. Okay. Oh, it's a good one too.
That was a good one too. Yeah.
You want to taste it first?
Okay, yeah. It smells good.
What does it smell like?
It's too late. I tasted it.
What was that face?
I don't know. It tastes like fuzzy pina colada.
Oh, there's a lot of
flavor. A lot of flavor.
There's a lot happening in here.
I know. I can't. I'm not disgusted. It's not bad. It's good. I like it. Do you not like it? I like coconut a lot.
I like coconut too, but there's something else happening in there.
Just give it a minute. The longer I sit with it on my palate, oh, sorry about that, everybody. The more flavor I'm picking up as I'm sitting here. I'm gonna take another sip. Okay, so I'm gonna say I can taste the salt.
I can taste the salt.
That's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It almost gives it a sour quality.
You can definitely taste like the pina colada flavor. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, you get a coconut.
Mm-hmm.
I would drink this.
Yeah, I don't know if I would drink. I think it's a beer I would drink at the bar, but I don't know if I'd order it again.
So we are doing a lot of orange and key lime, mm-hmm. and now this beer, and then next week I have another key lime beer, which I'm excited about drinking, but also scared to drink. Anyways, we'll get into that next week. But you know what's coming up?
What?
Fall.
Pumpkin.
I am so pumped about pumpkin beer. We're working through our summer beers right now. And then I'm going to buy every pumpkin beer for us to drink.
What's another good, like, fall flavor they put
in? Have you ever had maple bacon beer?
No.
That's not too shabby. Not going to lie. Pretty delicious.
I wish they'd make, like a butternut squash beer. Butternut squash is, like, my favorite.
Butternut squash and pumpkin are very similar flavors, though.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay. There's like brown sugar beers and all kinds of good fall flavors I feel like would go great with Thanksgiving. So I'm really excited and pumped. So tonight we're going to move away from the beer now and we're going to get into what we're doing this evening. I'm a little excited / nervous. We're going to see what happens.
So we're going to have some products to like live demo and you're going to hear us talking through them.
Hopefully this works out, you guys. Yeah. We'll find it. You're finding out if this works out at the same time we do.
Yeah.
Once a month, we want to make sure to try out new products and let you guys know what we think or new things that we've heard might be cool and might work. So the first thing, we'd heard a rumor. If you've been at an expo and you've seen them demoing leg buffers or massagers, and these are small handheld devices. They retail from $130 to $150 usually, yeah. And they massage your leg.
I know. We've looked into purchasing them.
They look really cool.
Yeah.
But I was in a forum recently, and one of the gentlemen was talking about just going to Home Depot or Lowe's and picking up a handheld buffer and using that in lieu of, and that the product is practically the same.
I know my husband was a little scared we were going to hurt ourselves with this.
The phone call when we purchased the product and opened it up for the first time, maybe one of my favorite phone calls ever, because Kristen's husband owns a maintenance business, and I think he thought we had lost our mind.
Yeah, he's also a big, he restores classic cars, so he's very familiar with like buffers for work and for cars. Mm-hmm. And his first question was, please tell me you're not, you didn't buy a car buffer. I'm like, no, we didn't buy a car buffer. And he literally said, I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself. Multiple times, but we're not. I have faith in us. The most exciting thing so far has been opening the box and putting the what would you call that?
Pad on it?
Not the black what's that? Styrofoam? No.
The foam pad?
Yeah, the foam pad was already on there, but we put the white like cloth pad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put that on there. That was kind of entertaining. I didn't think it was going to fit.
It worked out.
It was touch and go for a second. I was a little...
Luckily, we had a diagram showing how you put it on top.
Yeah.
So anyway. We bought the... And I may be butchering this, so please correct me if I'm wrong. It's called Ryobi. It's the lime green you'll see in the Home Depot or Lowe's section. So it's spelled R-Y-O-B-I. I bought it for $24.99 at Home Depot. Much better price point than $150.
Right. Correct.
So, Kristen, do you want to go first? We're going to turn it on for the first time. We've plugged it in. You're going to stretch out your leg. It's like an intense sound there.
So I'm just going to put it on my thigh so everyone can hear. Make sure you hide your hair. Don't need your hair getting in that spin. It's
spinning, but you're still able to hold it on your leg?
Yeah, there's definitely some pressure. I can probably push down more if I wanted to. And it's not too terribly awkward to hold. It's not overly aggressive. It's not pulling one way or the other. Like, I can easily guide it with my hand. There's a little bit of warmth coming from it. I don't know if that's the device or if that is...
So we're both wearing leggings right now. Do you think that you could do that without leggings on?
I would not. I feel like it would get too hot and may grip my skin. I can try my arms. Let me see. Again, moving my hair. On my arm, it's about the same. So maybe you could do it without leggings. Do you want to give it a go here?
Yeah, I do. It really moves fast. Oh.
Stretch it out.
Oh, I'm digging it, though.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I usually go for, Oh, no, I'm into this. I'm really into this.
Like, too into this? Like, I need to leave?
Maybe. Oh, wow. Yeah, no. Okay, I'm going to turn it off so we can talk about it now.
Okay.
You are correct. It does get really warm wherever you use it.
Yes.
I am a big... advocate for a post-run massage, especially if you're doing back-to-back long runs. For those of us who do challenge running, I would use that in between.
Yeah, that would be nice. I know that we have gotten massage people to come to the hotel room afterwards and split the cost with a lot of people in our group. We've done that before. And I definitely think that's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel like this would be...
Another great alternative.
Yeah, a fun thing to pack in our already...
And share with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. I think it's cool. I like it. I think it's definitely a much smarter purchase economically.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bright side, you could always do home improvement with it.
No, I don't think you would want to actually.
Well, there's 2 pads. You could make
one. Oh my gosh, that's still so gross.
You could make one your running pad.
I don't think you want to like wax one pad and then use that.
No.
With a new pad even.
No. No, just change your white pad.
All right. Well, listen, people at home, we're definitely not professionals. So you make the best choice for you and just know that we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. But. You do you, boo. But yeah.
Okay. So
and I feel
I'm
like
happy.
You should say you should probably consult your doctor before you do all this stuff.
Oh, you think so? Oh, yeah. That's probably a good thing to say. Yeah. Consult your doctor, guys. Consult.
Yeah. We're not medical professionals by any means.
No, but we like this.
Yeah. We like this.
So for us, this is good.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, so the next thing that we are going to try out tonight is I bought a TENS unit on Amazon. This last year, I had a lot of leg problems. And so I upon recommendation of other running friends, started seeing a chiropractor and a massage therapist for sports jointly. So they're both, it's a joint chiropractor and massage therapist office. They're both specialized in sports therapy, and it has changed my running life. Mm-hmm. I am so surprised at the difference that it makes.
You've also gotten in trouble before, right?
What do you mean?
With your massage therapist?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I frequently get in trouble because I don't follow direction well. But like most runners, I'm still going to run on the injury, or I'm going to go out and put more miles on or go too fast or put too much weight on. So I frequently get in trouble.
Hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Thanks. But let me just drive my bus over so you can throw me under it. I'm just kidding.
I would also like to, while you're laying down, I would also like to point out the run that you broke me on. Just go ahead.
Oh, no. Just, okay. Whatever. Listen. Whatever. Oh, man. Okay. So because I go to sports therapy with my chiropractor and my massage therapist, mm-hmm. I have been sitting there doing the TENS unit that they have in the doctor's office.
So just so everyone understands, too, if you're not familiar with this, if you get acupuncture, sometimes mm-hmm. your acupuncturist will put the needles, the small acupuncture needles in you, and they'll hook you up to an electronic device and mm-hmm. do a little more deep electronic, what's that word I'm looking for?
Electric?
Electro?
Electrostimulation?
Yes, okay. Thank you. Yeah. The acupuncturist will do that. So if you haven't gotten this from your massage therapist or your chiropractor, mm-hmm. If you acupuncture, they may do this for you.
Okay. So like Kristen mentioned, this is a small electro pulse that basically is sent into specific spots in the muscles. Mm-hmm. So I bought the HealthMate Forever. It's a great name. On Amazon, I bought it for $28.99. And it had it's a reasonable price, mm-hmm. especially for a TENS unit. I thought mm-hmm. that was real. I thought it was going to be
if you're a Prime couple member, $100.
Free shipping. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sure was. This one was FDA approved, which is one of the reasons I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also had amazing reviews on there. So make sure you're checking your reviews. Not that this one's better than any other one or that I'm advocating for this one. This is just what I bought based on the FDA approval and the reviews. Again, consult with your physician before you do this.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that before. So when you're using a TENS unit, it has, I've got mine out right here. It has these sticky pads. You plug the sticky pads into a wire and then plug the wire into the TENS unit. Then you're going to take these sticky pads. This one came with 8. There are 4 on each sheet. For the sake of the pod today, I'm going to put them on my calf muscle at the base and the top. Where the muscles connect, pardon me.
Yeah, and if you aren't familiar, the booklet has a little pad placement brochure. It also mm-hmm. talks about recommended application duration is 2 to 3 times per day for 40 to 60 minutes per application over a 10-day course. So the pamphlet is pretty informative. Like I said, there's different spots. So if you wanted to know where to put the pads for like lower back or sciatica, hip and thigh, calf, ankle and foot. There's definitely all sorts of diagrams and pictures where to put the pads.
And this TENS unit has a bunch of different settings. It has neck, shoulder, back, elbow, hip, ankle, wrist, foot, hand, and knee. And then it does tapping and acu and kneading, and you can increase the speed or decrease it. It also has cupping, scraping, and random, which I actually enjoy because it's a mixture of all of them. It just kind of mixes everything up.
Have you ever gotten cupping done?
No, but I would love to get cupping done.
So prior to them discovering that my labrum was torn, mm-hmm. I had all those problems with my hip, remember?
Yeah.
And I got cupping done quite often, and it would make me feel so much better until like it got bad again, because cupping is... If you have it, my understanding of cupping is it stimulates blood flow to that area.
Mm-hmm.
You do look a little funny afterwards, but I'm a big advocate for cupping.
I really want to try it. I've heard good things, mm-hmm. so I would be interested in seeing how that works. Okay, so I have put the 2 little pads on my leg where the muscles connect. If you don't see your area in the booklet, I'm sure you can also go online and Google it, and they will have positions as well. And then there's going to be an intensity on both sides of this one. You choose the side that your wire is connected to. So for my side, I'm going to start off slow and just turn the intensity up 1. It's not an area I want to put pressure on, so I have my leg turned sideways so that I'm not putting any pressure on the pads on the ground. And one wasn't strong enough, so I'm going to pop it up to two. You can feel it immediately with one. With two, it's a little bit stronger. You want to go to where it starts to become slightly uncomfortable and then take it down one.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking to see on the description if there's anything for a calf. There's not. It recommends that hips should be in like a 5, ankle a 6.
I don't think you're supposed to necessarily do your calf, but this is my problem area.
Well,
I know. And this is why you should consult a professional.
Yes.
But I'm going to just say that that's probably not an area you're supposed to do, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. So that's a little bit on that guy there. So
I would say that this strength is really comparable to when the chiropractor puts me on the table and plugs me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that this unit in particular counts down from 80 minutes.
It's a long time.
An unnecessarily long time. 10 minutes is really probably all you need. But yeah, I would say this is very comparable.
To the chiropractor adjustment.
Mm-hmm. I would plug you in, but you can't be plugged in.
This is right. I can't be plugged in. I have not consulted my doctor. But the reason why I'm hesitant to do it is, my husband and I are expecting our first child in March.
Yay!
So for those of you that are following us, I have been sipping and spitting. I have not actually been swallowing the beer. And that's also why I'm currently not doing a lot of the scheduled runs. I didn't sign up for Marathon Weekend, nor did I sign up for Princess, because I will be pretty far along in my pregnancy. And I did consult my doctor with my running, and unfortunately I had some hiccups early on in my pregnancy, so I've kind of been given the kibosh of my running until my next ultrasound. So fingers crossed, I'll be able to start running again, but that's why I'm currently not experiencing these registration pains.
We're excited to have a new run partner.
Yes.
And I think that there will be there will be some podcasts of Kristen's journey as she pregnant runs and then baby runs.
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons you guys heard me talk about the Jeff Galloway last pod, why I would be so inclined to do it 2019, because I have to lose this
baby weight
that
you haven't even put on yet.
It's just true. I've only gained 3 pounds so far, but I feel like really squishy. Not cool. Anyway, so
that's very exciting. We're excited for you.
Yes,
and I'm sad that you're missing out on this amazing TENS unit because it feels really good.
Yeah, but it's not worth the life inside me right now. So I have not consulted my doctor, so I'm not going to do it.
That's a great call. A good call. So I would recommend this TENS unit. I would definitely say that if it's something that you've been considering, or even if you haven't been but you've had TENS before and it interests you, or you have a problem spot on your lower back like I do, mm-hmm. this is a great unit for you.
Or hips, a lot mm-hmm. of hips. I know sometimes, IT band issues, or there's a spot on the pamphlet that was for your back, so maybe you could go after your IT bands.
So that's what I've been using it mm-hmm. for after I have an issue with my right side lower back. And I used it after a long run 2 weeks ago when I first got it, and I thought it worked out really great. So it was just kind of a little bit of extra relaxation,
mm-hmm.
and it felt really nice. So I'm going to recommend it. I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up, and I'll give it a thumbs up for you.
Yeah, well, I technically have 4 thumbs.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even. I cannot even with that. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, so the last thing that we have, and I haven't tried it yet, and I'm actually opening the box live, is I ordered two pairs of socks, from a new sock company. I am a huge, huge fan of Features. I know you are as well, mm-hmm. or Features, however you want to say it. I've always run in them for years now because mm-hmm. they are the only sock I run in where I do not get blisters. So I recently purchased Stance socks based on a recommendation from a fellow runner, and I'm interested to see how they compare. The packaging is very cute. They make me excited to open them.
It is very cute.
It's very chic.
Yeah, the uncommon thread.
I like it. So we're going to open it up. Oh, I'm ripping it. It's happening.
It's like Christmas.
It's your packaging is cute, Stance, and there it goes.
Those are fun colors.
Yeah, so I didn't even get to show you beforehand. I'm going to pop these socks open. Look how cute these are.
Those are super cute.
Oh, my goodness.
And how much did you pay for these?
Oh, whoops. I paid, I think, $14.99.
Okay.
Which I feel is comparable to features.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I'm interested to run in them. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to wash them tonight. I have a long run tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I've got 7 miles. And I'm going to pop them on and just go for it and see what happens. Worst case scenario, I get a huge blister and have to call my husband to rescue me.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time you've done that.
Would not be the first time I've done that. So the color, I ordered the purple and neon orange.
But I feel like, I don't know if it's the light in here, but I feel like it's more pinkish.
Pinky orange?
Yeah.
Coral?
Coral is a good, good word.
Purple and neon coral.
Yeah, I like it. I like the color combo because I know it's I like to personally have fun socks to run in.
So then I also ordered a pair of socks off the men's section because Stance actually makes Disney run socks.
Really?
I'm not messing with you. This is true life. Oh, I like the packaging. Dang it. I like the Disney packaging. I'm not going to lie. And I am running...
Oh my God, those are so cute. I won't say what they are yet.
I know. I am running the Goofy this year, so I ordered a pair of the Goofy socks. I ordered from the men's because I liked the design better.
I think those are really cute.
I know. I think they're cute too.
Oh, those are so adorable.
It's the back of Goofy's head.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, I'm really into these. The quality feels really good.
I'd be curious to hear after you run.
Let's each put one on.
Okay, hold on. We're going to put a sock on.
Oh. No, I'm liking this a lot.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get my...
Oh, I should have ordered you a pair. I feel really awful.
Oh, don't. It's okay. You're fine. Oh, yeah. They do feel good.
I like them.
I feel like they'll stay in place well.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more annoying than your... shooting your sock.
Yeah, this is a great sock. Okay, I'm interested to run in these. We will catch you up on how that went on the next pod.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So that is all for our product reviews this time. We're going to try and, like I said earlier, do a product review once a month on something.
So if you guys have a product that you're thinking, you're curious about, let us know. We'll be happy to review it.
Something that you love or you're not sure you love.
Yes.
We all have those products that we think we like, but we haven't quite got there yet.
Right. So let us know if you have products or if you're a company and want to send us a product. Just saying.
Swag.
We'll be happy to review it for you and tell you our thoughts.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Congratulations on the baby.
Y'all, we got some bad running advice. We don't know what we're talking about.
Hello, fellow runners. This is Jerry. I want to give you some bad advice about running through the pain. As you run along and all of a sudden your ankles begin to start hurting, don't stop. Don't slow down. Just run faster. And when you hear that thing snap in the back and the pain is so intense you can't hardly stay on your feet, don't stop. Don't kneel down. Don't ask for medical assistance. Just keep running faster. If the medic's trying to flag you down, tell him to go away. You don't need no medical attention. Just keep running through the pain. Just run faster. Run faster.
Running on Sunshine in no way condones Jerry's crazy bad running advice, but it sure was funny. Thanks for sharing it with us, Jerry. Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.